Welcome back to Sunday Sports Roundup here on Alive 90.5, the 19th of September 2021. And yes, the year is flying by, and that can be identified by the fact we're about to enter the biggest week of the AFL season, and we are about to preview the AFL Grand Final, the Brownlow Medal. And we've got a couple of our, of course, experts as always, Mr. Mike the Panther Allen, Dave Gavin. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I hope you're well. And a special introduction. We've got a special guest joining us today to provide us with his expert analysis on the AFL. It's been a long time since we've had him on the show. He is an SSR legend, and it is wonderful to have back on the show none other than the Stace, Mr. Mike Stacey. Welcome back to Alive 90.5 Sunday Sports Roundup.
G'day, Dave. How are you?
Excellent, mate. Great to see you. And it's appropriate time for you to be back, Mike, because, of course, we're up to your favourite time of the year, of course, and it's AFL Grand Final time. And what a season it's been so far. Again, who would have thought the D's would be there at the end of the day after such a tough time over, I suppose, the last 20 years at least?
Yeah, well, I guess it's time. They've had enough time in the wilderness, probably. But it seems to be the time for teams to come out of the wilderness. Because, like, we had the Doggies winning it not so long ago. And I mean, how long was their drought? So, but, you know, Melbourne exactly. D's, I mean, the ski season down in the hills have been disrupted because they've all raced home to watch the final. And, you know, I mean, they must be doing it hard down there, you know. The chalets have all been closed and, you know. But anyway, here we go. And poor old Eddie Maguire couldn't get into Perth. Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Well, Koshy wouldn't have been able to either had Port Adelaide got through.
Well, that's right. Well, Port Adelaide, yeah, they, I thought they were a chance too, but oh god, they got wrapped up last week too. They it's funny how the finals have been. I mean, it seems like and a lot of the games this year is the team that comes out from the bounce ready to go and gets a run on seems to be the way to go. There's been a lot of games where there's been a runaway in the first quarter by like 5 or 6 goals lead. And then nobody can catch them up, you know. So there you go. And unfortunately, it's unlike the Giants, of course. We get about 5 or 6 goals in the first quarter, and then we don't score another one.
And Mike, do you think that will be the case come next week for the grand final, that one team will get out of the blocks and maintain that advantage, and that's how they'll win their respective premierships?
Well, it's possible, eminently possible. I think Melbourne could get the jump. I think Melbourne would have to start favourites. Their form has certainly been more consistent. And I think they've had the wood on the Bulldogs a couple of times this season already. So I think they're a good chance. But, you know, don't write the Dogs off. I mean, they surprised Port Adelaide, I think. I think they were taking him a bit lightly. The Bulldogs have played consistently all season, apart from the last probably month, I suppose. And, you know, they seem to have dropped off, and we thought, oh, well, that's the end of them. But, yeah, the way they surprised Port Adelaide last week, yeah, I think they'll give the D's a run for their money. But, yeah, my money would be on Melbourne.
How do you think that the 2 weeks is going to shake things up? It's a very different preparation for an AFL grand final, to say the very least.
Well, yeah, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I think these guys are pretty well prepared. They know how to manage stuff, and it'll do is probably just make sure that we've got everybody in top form on the day. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with it, apart from us poor fans who have to go without the footy for the whole bloody weekend.
They can tune to the NRL, Mike.
The what?
But, the reaction I thought I'd get, of course.
You bloody heathen.
One question, sorry, I've got for you, Mike, is your thoughts on the timing. Now, there's been a little bit of debate over the last couple of years about the potential of moving the AFL Grand Final to a night Grand Final. And, yep. Well, effectively, although it is in WA, the time it'll be shown here is effectively a night Grand Final. Yep. Do you think that this is maybe the AFL testing the waters here?
Well, yes, it is, and it certainly, and they did last year too, as well. So, I think they'll push it to a, well, if not a not completely a night grand final, because they talk about worrying about kids being able to go to the game, look, I think commercial pressure will push them there eventually, and look. We're pretty rusted on supporters. I mean, they're not suddenly going to drop off and say, "Oh, we're not going to watch that then."
I think if it was at 3 o'clock in the morning, they'd all still be there, Mike. There's no. Oh, yeah. We've certainly seen the passion there. So, of course, Mike Allen, Optus Stadium, Perth, the first time Perth's ever held an AFL Grand Final. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, definitely. We're seeing grand finals being held at new places in a number of sports, and Optus Stadium is a tremendous venue over there in Perth. And I think it can capacity is something like 50 or 60,000, isn't it? So certainly looking forward to that.
Might be 70 actually.
Yeah. Or 70, is it? Well, it'll still be a great. It's a great coup for Perth over there, but the thing I wanted to ask the Stace is who do you think might be the sentimental favourites in this grand final when you've got Melbourne Demons trying to break a 57-year premiership drought, Western Bulldogs coming from fifth place, they came from seventh to win just in 2016, so. And there's some very likable characters, I think, in both of these teams as well. So I'm not sure who would be the neutrals' favourite.
Well, yeah, I think everybody would be the sentimental favourite will be the D's almost certainly, because the Dogs had their shot a couple of years ago. God, what do they think? Winning another one already, but. I think the D's can do it because they're better across the park, you know. And I'll add a little tidbit to it that is probably gone under the radar. The guy Goodwin that's coaching them was brought on by our Paul Ruse. You remember Paul Ruse who played for the Swans and then went on to coach them and pull them out of the darkness a bit after Ron Barassi set them up. And I think Paul Ruse did a marvellous job down there in turning the club around. And I think some credit should be given to him because while they didn't start winning immediately when he got down there, he established the ground, I think, that this success is built on. And Goodwin has done a marvellous job by following on from him, you know. So good on you, Rusey. I think you got your little hand in there.
He is a legend, no question. So before we get it, let's go around and we'll get a few predictions before we look at the Brownlow. But let's go around the table for a prediction and a Norm Smith medalist prediction for, of course, famous medal. And there's a, you know, there's looking, there's a few favorites there at the moment. So we might go around the table. Let's start with you. Well, Mr. Stace, well, you've pretty much given us who you think will win already. I'll get you to reconfirm that.
Yeah. The D's, I think. For Norm Smith, God, that's like,
winning Powerball.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? Sentimental favourite would have to be Max Gawn. If he puts in another performance like he did last week, I think, you know, they'd be hard shot to not pick him, you know.
That's a fair call indeed. David?
I'm going to go the Western Bulldogs. I think their preparation and leading is very similar to 2016. They've travelled around the country and they've had that bye round, this time, of course, not before the finals, but just before the grand final. And I think they've got that bond and that really tight-knit group that can upset the Melbourne Demons next weekend. And Cody Wakeman, bit of an outsider for a Norm Smith.
If he's fit. Okay, good one.
Yeah, a bit of value there. Absolutely. Mike Allen.
I think I'm going to go for the D's to break the long drought. I think it'll be a pretty close game, maybe only a couple of goals in it, and maybe go for Clayton Oliver, Norm Smith medal.
I think he's definitely one of the favourites. Again, we're still a week out, of course. My view, again, I'm with the D's, probably sentimentally as much as with my head. Their defence has been great. I think they're going to be too strong. I also think that probably the best thing for the Melbourne Demons, when you consider, well, there's always a bit of pressure when there's such a hoodoo as such. I think being away from Melbourne is actually going to benefit them and they're going to be able to stay focused. I'm tipping the D's. And I'm also with the Stace. I'm, again, probably sentimentally, again, Max Gawn. I like the way he played last week was just phenomenal. If he can do that again and lead Melbourne, there'll be a statue of him outside the MCG within 2 years' time. So that's my view on it. But I think it's going to be very exciting and really can't wait. And for me personally, again, we're in lockdown, but usually as a cricketer playing on a Saturday afternoon, I don't get to see them live. So again, for me, it's a buzz to be able to watch it live. And again, probably aided by the fact they've moved that time frame back. Now, just quickly, guys, let's move just to, of course, Sunday night. It doesn't end. The night of nights, of course, for the AFL, where everyone dresses up like ducks and drakes and hits the red carpet. I know you love the red carpet, Stace, it's all about... Down.
I could say...
Have you strolled down the red carpet before?
No.
I'm not saying just the Brownlow, any red carpet.
No.
But we've got, of course, the Brownlow medal, and, of course, the voting goes private, of course. Now, the votes that were tallied, well, the top few going in or as of that round. Ollie Wines from Port Adelaide was on 32. Clayton Oliver from Melbourne. Jack Steele from St Kilda on 31. Marcus Bontempelli, who if Western Bulldogs win the AFL, the title, he'll be the Norm Smith medalist. And then down to 27.5, Tuke Miller from Gold Coast. So, of course, that is only up to round. You might be able to help me here, Mike, while coming up is round 23 that was up to. So again, only a few points splitting the leaders. Any thoughts, gentlemen, on who might be the lucky winner?
Well, I think Bontempelli would be a bit of an odds on. And like you say, particularly if he has a great game in the GF, I think that'd put him over the line.
Absolutely. Dave?
Yeah, well, Marcus Bontempelli, of course, is one of the three favourites with Port Adelaide's Ollie Wines and Melbourne's Clayton Oliver. So they seem to be the three names on top of everyone's mind. And I think Clayton Oliver. I'll go Clayton to take out Charlie, as they call him down south.
Charlie. Mike Allen, your prediction for the 2021 Brownlow medal?
Certainly a tough one. Maybe the Melbourne Demons struggle around performance. I don't know if that can count against them in getting a medal like that. Perhaps a lot of people sharing points, maybe. Maybe Bontempelli.
Yeah. Yeah, and I am with you both on Marcus Bontempelli. He was a big, obviously big part of the Bulldogs, resurgence to get into that fifth spot. And of course, has been strong in all the finals games. So I think he might sneak home, but it's going to be a hell of a race. 2 points between four players. And of course, unfortunately, Jack Steele playing for St Kilda. You would think less likely to have achieved many points in those last few rounds. So that is on tomorrow night. Of course, next Sunday on Sunday Sports Roundup, we're going to bring you all the wash-up from the AFL Grand Final. We will be able to announce the premiers and give an overview of that. And, of course, the Brownlow medal. So, of course, don't forget, it is, I believe, 7:15 kickoff on Saturday night at Optus Stadium. That is Australian Eastern Time, I think 5 o'clock in Perth. Yep. So we're very excited for the AFL Grand Final. Thank you all for joining us this morning. But most in particularly, Mike Stacey, wonderful to have you back. You're looking wonderful this afternoon. It's a very colourful top, but a colourful background you've got as well in your office.
All courtesy of IKEA, yes.
Oh, absolutely. Wonderful to have you back. Please come and join us again. We'd love to have you anytime, mate. It's always a joy to get a laugh and hear your analysis every time. So thanks again for joining us. An SSR legend, Mr. Mike Stacey. Thank you.
Lovely. Thanks, Dave. It's marvellous being back with you. And hopefully I get a chance a bit more during the season.
Absolutely, you certainly will. Well, your phone call away. Okay. That's the AFL segment here on Alive 90.5 Sunday Sports Roundup. We've got plenty more coming up after this break.
Thank you.